I've heard a lot of people tell me we're going to do something online, you know, in lieu of doing something live. But I think you are the first group to actually really present this to the public.
Yeah, because we're brave.
That's right. That's what we are, brave.
So this opens Saturday?
It does.
When did you start working on it?
We've kind of knocked the idea around for, I don't know what, Stephen, a couple of months probably, that we knew we wanted to try to do an online cabaret at some point. But exactly what you just said, we kind of just kept talking about it and kicking it down the road a little bit. And then just with Black Lives Matter and all that's gone on, that led to some really great conversations with a lot of us, but particularly Stephen and I would keep coming back to this conversation. What does the theater need to do? How can the theater be an advocate, and those kinds of conversations? And so together we just sort of came up with this idea, you know what, let's go ahead and do our cabaret idea, but let's have everything be about unity and equality, and let's start there. You got to start the conversation somewhere. So let's start there. And so that's what we've done. And really, Stephen has kind of taken the reins on it. So Stephen, I'll let you do most of the talking. But.
Well, you know, I'm sitting at home one night and I'm like, oh, I got the name. NYNED, a cabaret for equality, justice, and inclusion. And I mean, it's that whole concept of, you know, when you go to the theater, everybody's included. It doesn't matter who it is, you know, and what your background is, what your sexuality is, what your gender is, what your race is. Everybody's included. So, you know, I just thought about that and Lisa asking, you know, what could Playhouse do to be part of the solution and to be in the fight? And it's like, you know, there's so many different groups and organizations that ask that question that are not the problem. And theater is usually not the problem because they are inclusive and they are people that want equality for everybody. So it's like, well, if we can put on this cabaret and just show everybody that, maybe that'll be helpful.
So how do you bring the live feeling over a computer?
Well, I think one of the ways we do that is by the musical selections. I thought of immediately when we talked about this particular cabaret, I thought about the Disney From Home concerts that Disney showed over the summer when the quarantine first started happening. And it's like, you know, you just want people to see you in your living room. You're a performer and you don't have the opportunity to get out and sing in the public and people haven't heard you in a long time. You can do it from your living room and entertain people just the same. And so we've had people from all over the country, New York, Texas, Chicago, Oklahoma, you know, sending us videos of themselves performing from home in their living rooms, in their bedrooms, some of them in their yeah, all kinds of places in their houses, outside, you know. And it's really cool because they feel like they're getting the opportunity to share themselves with the world from just their little spot because they haven't been able to be on a stage in a while.
How many people will be performing?
We have 24 acts. But yes. Some of them are families and some of them are duets and stuff like that. So it's probably 35 or so people performing.
That sounds complicated.
Well, you did a dress rehearsal last night and had some hiccups, but worked them out. And we're confident. We're feeling much more confident today.
Would you like to preview some of the selections that will be performed?
No, I do. The surprise of it, though, really is finding out what some of the people are going to be doing. For instance, I know lots of Murray folks know Melissa Harrell, who's moved to Abilene, Texas with her husband, Steve Harrell. So you'll get to hear her sing a very cool song. I can tell you all what I'll tell you what I'm singing, because I've picked a song that I feel is an anthem for civil rights. I'm personally singing Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
That's a great song.
So, we have people from all over. We have some people from New York doing some performances for you. You know, it's a cool concept. I don't know if we want to give away any of the tunes. What do you think, Lisa?
I don't know. We wouldn't even tell the other performers until last night. It's all revolves around this whole theme of equality and unity and joining together and what that looks like and what our dreams are for that. And some of it is fun. I mean, some of the songs are just fun. They still carry that message. And then some are, you know, I cried a few times last night during rehearsal because it's just very music, you know, it's just powerful. But particularly with this message, it's good. These folks are good.
Will it be on your Facebook page?
The invitation will be. It's going to be done via Zoom. And so that invitation, that link will be on all of the social media Playhouse pages. Anybody can join. You don't have to tell us ahead of time. There's no charge for it. We will a couple of times ask for donations to Playhouse. But really, I mean, really, it's more about the message that we're trying to get out there, just about how we want to be a part of the answers to some of the questions that we need to ask right now. So it's free. It's fine. I mean, it's good. It's about, I don't know, Stephen, what, about an hour and a half?
Yeah, it'll be about an hour and a half once we get our little tech stuff all together.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
7 on Saturday night. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else either of you would like to tell me about the Playhouse United Cabaret or just any Playhouse news in general while we're here?
There's going to be some things coming. We've got some things in the works. We're trying to just figure out, like everybody else is, how do you make it happen? We had hoped to be able to do some things outside at the amphitheater, but that for right now is not an option. We just are not able to do that for some different reasons. So we kind of went back to the drawing board, but okay, so what can we do? And so we're looking at some maybe online performances of different things and some discussion groups, things like that. So Playhouse is still, we're open. You know, we're still here. We're trying to figure it out along with everybody else. But this is really our first event, if you want to call it that, to try. And I'm excited about it. And I'm glad that it is what it is. I think it's important.
Yeah, I think it's been a blast getting to work with everybody that even sending out the messages, asking people, were they interested in performing and being part of this? I think for Lisa and I both, we were shocked by the amount of people that responded yes, because we didn't know how many yeses we'd get. but people really love the message, and it just goes to show that the Playhouse family in Murray, Kentucky has had a lot of good people come through, and they're coming through to help us put on this show this weekend. So we're excited about it.